The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Yud Gimel. The Gemara brings down a braisa. It says, Kol chayv etilois, all those who are chayv to be toivul and kedarkon, they have to go to the mikveh, they're allowed to be toivul in the mikveh, kedarkon, normally beim betisha, but of beim yom kippur. The Gemara wants to say, what type of water were they toivel? Elev and Bechamin, if they were toivel in hot water, Frakti Gemara, how could that be? How could these people who have a chiv to be toivel in the mikvah, how could they be toivel in hot water? Tevila Bechamin mi'ikah, she'uveninu. Now, our guess in the Gemara is that the Gemara is asking, how could you be toivel Bechamin in hot water? It's not a kosher tevila, it's not a kosher mikvah. And the Gemara adds the word, she'uveninu, that these. And this mikveh is shov. If they add hot water to the mikveh, then this, how are they heating up the water? How is it possible to heat up the water for the mikveh? So today, we have a heater, a coil you could put into the mikveh, and the water will get hot. But in the times of the Gemara, the only way to heat up the water for the mikveh was to actually put it in a pot, in a vat, heat up the water, and then once the water was hot, they would pour the water into the mikveh which was a burr in the ground. And that's how they would heat up the water from the mikveh. So the problem with doing that is, the halacha is that a mikveh must be made up of 40 saw of rainwater. The halacha is that all the 40 saw of water that goes into the mikveh is not allowed to go into anything that's a kli. It has to go straight from when it rains, straight onto the ground, or straight into the hole, which makes it into a mikveh. If a certain amount of the water is actually goes into a kli, that water is called she'uvin. The Gemara says she'uvin inu, that's drawn water, that water that's in a kli, and that water is not kosher for a mikvah. The halacha is machloikas rishonim, if she'uvin passes the mikvah min ha'toyra, if it's a psul min ha'toyra, makes pasul min deraisa, or if it's only psul min derabonim, al kolponim, that's clear, everybody agrees that a mikvah cannot be made with mayim she'uvin. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara, now the Gemara is saying that there's no inherent problem of having a hot mikveh. If you could get around the problem of heating up a mikveh without putting it into a kli so that it won't become shuvin, then theoretically you could have a kosher mikveh. But the Gemara says it's not feasible, it's not possible to have a mikveh that's hot, which will not be shuvin. And this is the way that Tosfos understood the Gemara. Tosfos says, Tvila b'chamin mi'ikah shuvinin with shuvin. In fact, Tosfos, l'chayro, it's possible to have a mikveh that's made with hot water, even though it's a problem of shuvin. However, Tosfos says that there's a Gemara in Temura. And the Gemara says that there's a way to make mayim, water that's shuvin, into kosher water for a mikveh. And the Gemara says the way you can do that is al yidei hamshach. If you have the water run across the ground, achloikis, if it has to be 3 tefach or it has to be 1 tefach, for a certain distance the water runs on the ground and then it goes into the hole, into the bar with the mikveh, that's enough to make the mikveh kosher, because then the water is not considered shuvin anymore, it's considered kosher water, does not have any psul, and then you have a kosher mikveh. So Tosfos says, what's the problem? Why does the Gemara say that you can't have a mikveh that's made with hot water? You could take hot water, even though it's shuvin, and pour it indirectly, don't pour it directly into the mikveh, pour it outside the mikveh and have it run into the mikveh from there. So then it's shuvin, then had a hamshacha, it ran across along the ground into the mikveh, and then the halacha is that it's kosher. Says Tosfos, what do we see from here? We see from here is that when do we say that a mikveh where the water comes from shuvin, that's had hamshacha, is kosher, that's only up to a certain point. That we said before, that a mikveh has to be a minimum of 40 saw. So Tosfos says that you can have up to 19 saw, up to half of the mikveh is allowed to come from this water which is shov, which is shuvin shem shichur. But more than that, you cannot have, and that's the way it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, that shuvin shem shichur is not kosher. It's only kosher up to half of the mikveh, but more than half of the mikveh is not kosher. So therefore, says Tosfos, you're right, you could have a mikveh that's not completely cold because you can add that water that's shov up to a certain point. But since you can't make the entire mikveh out of water that's shuvin, therefore, says Tosfos, That's the Gemara's question, that we cannot have tevila in hot water. This is Tosis Pshat. Now, Tosis Pshat is based on the Girsa of the Gemara, where the Gemara says Sheuveninu. However, the Hagoyis Agro over here takes out the word Sheuveninu. And in fact, it seems clear that the other Rishonim who learned a different Pshat in the Gemara did not have these words. In fact, the Shita, that this that Tosis says that you cannot have an entire mikveh made from Sheuvin that had Amshacha, it's actually a discussion in the Rishonim. There are some Rishonim in the Pashtus and Rashi, and Rashi in Temura is that it is possible to have a mikveh that's completely Sheuvin that had Hamshach. And there is a Shita that's brought down in the Gainim. There is such a Shita like this that a mikveh is kosher. Such a mikveh is kosher. So the Shita Mekubetes in Temura on the Firal from the Beis says that, well, what do you do with this Gemara? The Gemara says clearly over here that tefillah b'chal miyikah, we can't have tefillah in hot water. Taisa said that you see from the Gemara that you can't have a mikveh that's made completely from Sheuvin, because if it's completely from Sheuvin, that could have a mikveh that's made with hot water. Says the Shita Mekubetes says there has to be that the Gemara means something different. When the Gemara says that we can't have tefillah b'chal, the Gemara is not saying because the problem is that this water is automatically Sheuvin. The Gemara is not discussing a mikveh-related issue at all. The Gemara says, we're discussing someone who's going to the mikveh, even on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippurim. That's what the Brice is discussing. Somebody's going to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippurim. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to wash himself that day. Rechitza is also on Yom Kippurim, Rechitza, one of the Chamish Yinuim, it's also on Yom Kippurim, it's also on Tisha B'Av. So that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara was saying, mitzad the mikveh is kosher, even if it's made with hot water. The question is, how could you go into a mikveh that's hot on Yom Kippur? You could go into a mikveh that's cold because a mikveh doesn't have to be hot. The mikveh could be cold. So therefore you're allowed to be toivel in a cold mikveh because that's the mitzvah. But to deliberately go and heat it up and then be toivel in the mikveh, that means you're having hanok, you're having a tainuk. If you're having a tainuk from the mikveh, that's not allowed on Tisha B'Av or on Yom Kippur. However, if it would not be Tisha B'Av and not be Yom Kippur, the Shid Mubet says there's no raya from our Gemara that there would be any problem in being toivel in a hot mikveh. So you can have a hot mikveh. Inherently, there's no problem. And if it's made from Sheuvin that had Amshacha, there's also no problem, according to the Shita Mekubetes. So the third pshat in the Gemara, explained by the Rishonim, is that brought down by the Mardechai. Mardechai, in Hilchos Mikvah, he says that when the Gemara says over here, Tefillah B'chal Miyikah, that a person cannot have a mikveh that's made from hot water, there's actually a problem, inherent problem, in having a mikveh that's made with hot water. Because we find that there are different halachas that the Chazal were geyser by a mikveh, and they said it's not kosher by a mikveh because there's something called gzeiras mechatzos. There was a gzeira, Chazal were afraid that if we allow certain things in mikvahs, people will seem to think that there's no difference between a regular mikveh and a bathhouse, because they're very similar, they look the same, and they're mostly the same. So Chazal said, we have to do things to show that the mikveh is different than a bathhouse. Because otherwise people will think that they could be toivel in the bathhouse, in the merchatz, instead of being toivel in the mikveh. And that merchatz is not kosher, for a number of reasons, but it's not kosher. Therefore, says the Mardechai, so one of the things that they were mistaken for gzeres merchatzois is that you should not have a hot mikveh. And instead, mikveh should be cold. Now, some goes to a merchatz, He doesn't want to go into freezing cold water. He wants to go into a hot water. That's what's comfortable for him. So therefore, by deliberately making the mikvahs cold, that's the way Chazal were able to show that a mikvah is not like a merchatz. And therefore, people won't get confused and people won't think that they could be toivel or kosher tefillah in a merchatz. They'll only be able to be toivel in a mikvah. In fact, this day of the Mardechai is actually brought down Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Mikvahs, Yerideus in Reish Aleph Sif Ayin Hey, says Yesh Misha Oisel Lahato Yoyre Malaya Maim Cham Lasecha Mikvah Lachamamoy. There are those Shitas who ask her, you're not allowed to take hot water and pour it into the mikvah. Yeah, even if you don't have a Shuvan issue. Mechain the Malis Mikvah Maim Chamu Lachar Belunor, even to have a mikvah that's completely shav, that's made with hot water, and then to attach it to a kosher mikvah, which would be a way, if I already have a mikvah that's memsa, there are ways that you could attach another mikveh which is made from Sheuvin and attach it to the mikveh in a way that will make it kosher. Afal Pikein, the Mechaber, says that a person should not do it. And this is the Shita of the Mardechai that we mentioned.
However, the Ramah brings down Agav Yesh Mekilim Umatir Lahat Lacham Lamikvah Kedei Lacham Moy.
So the Ar Mekilim, however, the minig he brings that there are mechmirim and there are mekilim, and the minig, general minig, is to be mekel. Especially, it shouldn't make it hard for people who, it's anyways hard for them to be tayum in the mikvah. So, in such case, we say that the halacha is that you're allowed to heat up the water for the mikvah, and you can rely on the shittas of Taisus and the other shittas that disagree with the Marcha. It's also interesting to mention there's a Mishnah in Mikvois. The Mishnah in the first parak of Mikvois, Mishnah mentioned different madregas, different levels of Mikvois. There's certain Mikvois that are kosher for certain halachas and are possible for other halachas. So the Mishnah says that there's a standard Mikvah which is kosher for regular people to be tovelin who are tamei. And then the Mishnah says that a higher level than that is what's called Mayim Mukin. And the Mishnah says Mayim Mukin have a halacha that they are mitar even when they're moving. The halacha is that a regular mikveh has to be when moving, the water cannot be allowed to move. The water has to stay in one place. It's called ashbayrin. However, if you have a river that naturally flows, that's called mayim chayim, that's called mayim zoichlin, and the halacha is that a naturally flowing river is kosher for tefillah. And in fact, there are certain types of tumas and certain halachas we deliberately are machmir. The Torah says you have to bedafka take water from mayim chayim. The halacha is that a zav can only be toivel in mayim chayim. And the halacha is that for when we take the water to make the mechatos for the paraduma, that they use that water to put on people to cause them to come tar. The halacha is that water has to come bedafka from mayim chayim. So the Mishnah says that mayim mukin is someone like Mayim Chaim and someone not like Mayim Chaim. It's not like a regular mikvah, and therefore it's metahar b'zoichlin. You could be toivel in Mayim Mukin even when it's moving. However, it's not considered a classic Mayim Chaim, so that we would not allow a zav to be toivel in such a mikvah. What is Mayim Mukin? So the Rash over there on that Mishnah explains Mayim Mukin is water that's meluchin, that's salty, upoishin, and warm. So the Rash seems to say that water that is warm has a problem. It's not enough to make the mikvah possible. It's not enough that we say that a person will not be toivel. And for a regular person in a regular mikvah, of course a person is allowed to be toivel in such a mikvah. But if a zav would want to be toivel in a mikvah where the water is warm, then we would say no. We would say we have to be machmir and we have to make sure that the water is deliberately not warm and the water is completely cold in order for the zav to be toivel in such a mikvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.